Karma. Is there any better feeling than watching a truly terrible person get their comeuppance? The answer is no. So if you love seeing the universe serve up delicious cosmic justice, you're in the right place. From idiotic arsonists to troublemaking TikTokers, buckle up and get ready for another generous dose of satisfying times karma came for awful people.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. Oh, McDonald's, the home of cheap cheeseburgers, Ronald McDonald, and often some terrible customers. In a McDonald's restaurant in Utah, 2012, 13-year-old Caitlin Lopen secured her reputation as one of the very worst. The troublemaking teen was at the fast food branch with a friend looking for somebody to terrorize when they bumped into a 3-year-old girl. The toddler's mother was busy ordering and had momentarily taken her eyes off of her. Well, the despicable duo had been waiting for an opportunity just like this. Wasting no time, they grabbed the little girl and cut off several inches of her hair with a pair of scissors. Jeez. The mom, horrified, quickly scooped up her child and called the police. Eventually, the girls were taken to court and sentenced to community service for assault. However, in Caitlin's case, the judge had an offer to make. He told her mother that he'd take 150 hours from her 276-hour sentence, but only if Caitlin's mom sliced her hair off right there in the courtroom in front of everybody. Now it was Caitlin's turn to be horrified because her mom accepted, and the little girl's mom got to watch with supreme satisfaction as the bullying brat had her entire ponytail lopped right off by her own mother. Talk about an eye for an eye, or I guess a ponytail for a ponytail. From a courtroom haircut to a fair dodger who discovered that the universe has impeccable timing. The Czech Republic, 2020, a man was sitting on a tram, minding his own business when he suddenly noticed a hulking figure walking towards him. He needed to think fast because, brace yourself, the approaching person was a ticket inspector. And our tram rider was trying to sneak a free lift. What a joker. The inspector got to the freeloader, but just as he did, the tram stopped to let on a new passenger. Seeing his chance to escape, the cheapskate leapt up and dashed out of the tram and across the road. Well, halfway across the road, the moron didn't look both ways and ended up bolting straight into the path of an oncoming car. Our master criminal collided into the vehicle, was flung through the air, and crashed smack dab on the other side of the road with a thud. Don't worry though, unbelievably, he didn't suffer anything more than a bruise. But his ego, now that was far worse off. Over in a South African zoo back in 2022, a cocky croc handler named Sean decided he simply needed to show off during his show. After presumably trying and failing to get any attention by flexing his muscles, he did the next best thing. Annoy the 1,400-pound carnivores he was supposed to be looking after. So he started jabbing them with a stick. Wow, how did this guy get a job again? But if you think that sounds stupid, just wait until you hear what he did next. He clambered onto the back of one of them. What? Understandably, the croc didn't take kindly to this. Not that Sean seemed to know or care. He was too busy harassing it. But then a second snuck up behind him. In the nick of time, an onlooker warned the handler of the approaching danger and he jumped away. But as he did, he turned his back to the reptile he'd been sat on and, let me tell you, this scaly boy was ticked off. It lunged and took a huge munch of Sean's thigh. Ouch. Then, not content with just that, the croco yeeted the wailing man away so it could get back to chilling in peace. He was fine after getting stitched up, but let's hope he learned a valuable lesson about, you know, not being a massive douche to animals that could snap you in two. If you'd like to learn some valuable lessons of your own in a much safer way, why not leave a 5-star review and follow my podcast? That way you'll never miss out on another one of my episodes again. From more karmic comeuppances to fascinating factoids, I do it all. All done? Nice. Okay, back to the justice. We all know fire's dangerous and can easily get out of hand, but some awful people obviously didn't get that memo. Like the two Nimrods that snuck over to an Immigration and Tax Services building in California back in June 2023. They were there to do one thing, burn the place to the ground. We don't know why, but we do know that due to their absolute morality, it didn't work out so well. The duo of dunderheads started haphazardly throwing alcohol all over the place, unaware that they were splashing it all over themselves, too. So when they went to light the place up, they got a nasty surprise. As soon as they lit their lighters, the flames took hold of absolutely everything, and both idiots went up in flames, too. With their failure complete, they ran off screaming into the night. Yeesh, now that is embarrassing. Nobody likes waiting for an elevator, but one young man from Beijing took things seriously too far. After drinking way too much in a nearby bar and starting a fight with some passersby, the man angrily ran away and tried to start a second fight with the elevator. Yeah, you heard that right. Like someone out of a Jackie Chan movie, he performed a flying kick on the door, breaking it completely. Then, despite just seeing it break and noticing the distinct lack of an elevator in the shaft behind, the genius leant on what was left of the door. Whoops. The battered piece of metal swung back on its hinges and the moron fell straight through. He plummeted from the fourth floor all the way down to the bottom where he crashed hard. Luckily, he survived but broke one of his legs on impact. Yowzers. I'd have more sympathy if he hadn't been acting like such a drunken buffoon beforehand. From an elevator disaster to prove that sometimes the animals are the most reliable karma dispensers in the room. One night in May 2018, four hooded figures broke into a Maryland college. The mysterious miscreants then crept around the campus graffitiing discriminatory and hateful slurs everywhere. They felt pretty cocky about their nasty little stunt too. Their faces were hidden, so they thought they'd got away with it. That is, until they realized they hadn't. See, this particular college had on-campus Wi-Fi that all students in the vicinity connected to automatically via their own specific student IDs. Can you see where this is going? Yep, the crooks were students, so while they were running around the place causing trouble, their phones had all logged into the Wi-Fi and sent through their personal data. Joshua, Seth, Matthew, and Tyler wound up doing the cops' work for them. All the police had to do was check the Wi-Fi records and boom, they proved the four discriminatory delinquents were on campus at the time of the incident. The kids were charged with hate crimes and sentenced to probation, community service, and consecutive weekends in jail. Thank God they were so stupid. From students outsmarted by their own Wi-Fi to a would-be burglar who was quite literally caught red-handed. Or rather, basket-handed. Nobody likes to be interrupted when they're sat on the toilet. In Arizona, back in 2011, though, exactly that happened when a man was startled by a sudden loud noise from his bedroom. He quickly finished his business, walked to the bedroom door, and burst inside. What he saw shocked and confused him to his core. There, stuck firmly in his bedroom laundry basket, was a stranger. What? It turns out the guy was a wannabe robber who'd crawled through the open bedroom window and jumped down. But in a case of instant karma, he'd landed slap-bang in the laundry hamper, got tangled in the netting, and couldn't get back out. Wasting no time, the homeowner called the police then, probably feeling a whole heap of secondhand embarrassment, he actually helped the crook out of his sticky situation before waiting with him for the cops to show up. Sure, this is karma, but I'd have left the dude in that basket as long as possible. If there's one thing I absolutely can't stand, it's animal cruelty. But sometimes the animals get their own back. Some time ago, Reddit user KeysPlease88 worked in a pet store. Usually the job was fine, however two parents would occasionally come in with their daughter and let her run rampant. One day this behavior went too far. KeysPlease saw the horrid little brat reaching into a cage and lifting a tiny puppy out by one of its legs. Oh no. They ran over to yell at the child, but the annoying terror dropped the puppy 4 feet onto tiled floor, turned their back to it, and pretended they were totally innocent. Predictably, the parents wouldn't admit that their child had done anything wrong, so fed up with their behavior, Keys ordered them all to leave. They refused. Incensed, our hero was about to leave to inform the manager when they noticed the girl poking her fingers into a rat cage and shaking it. Well, this particular rat had just given birth to pups, and rats are mega defensive mothers. Bam! The world's number one mom took a huge bite out of the little brat's finger. Pandemonium ensued with brat girl crying and her parents freaking out. In the end, Keys and their manager patched the kid up and calmed everyone down, but unfortunately, the horrible family weren't banned from the store. Luckily, though, they didn't need to be. During a later visit, the mother incessantly pestered a macaw and ended up getting attacked by it, after which the whole family stopped visiting. Ha! Good riddance. On the other hand, both the Rat Mama and the Macaw were handsomely rewarded for their bravery. The rat got bought as a pet and the macaw got a whole load of french fries. I guess karma does work both ways. Over the last few years, the bizarre practice of criminals stealing used cooking oil has become increasingly common. This is because they can make an absolute killing selling the oil on, as it can be converted to biofuels for use in diesel vehicles. So when one pub in Lancashire, UK opened up to find that a couple of barrels of their oil were missing, they were disappointed but not exactly surprised. What did surprise them, however, was what they saw on the CCTV footage of the night before. The robbers were caught on camera lugging the barrels from the pub to a nearby van, but they were clearly struggling to move the cumbersome containers. Then it happened. One of the thieves tripped over a barrel, fell straight to the floor, and knocked the entire thing over. Its contents poured all over him, and he wound up absolutely covered in gloopy, smelly oil. Ha! Karma is a dish best served sticky. Scotland's a beautiful country, but it still has its fair share of intolerable people. Over in Edinburgh in early 2023, one of those people got their comeuppance in a glorious way. A youth was hanging around outside a store when he noticed it had a revolving door. So like a true pea brain, he decided to start running around inside it, pushing it in circles as fast as he could. Now don't get me wrong, I used to love roundabouts as a kid, but big glass doors? Yeah, there's a reason they're not in playgrounds. It seems this guy didn't get the memo though, he just wanted to be the most annoying brat possible. Predictably, however, he lost his balance, tripped and crashed slap bang into the wall. And just because he got stopped in his tracks, though, doesn't mean the door followed suit. Almost immediately afterwards, the panel behind him swung, bam, right into his head. Ouch. Well, you know what they say, what goes around, comes around. From a revolving door doing its job a little too well to a shopper who took matters and every last candy bar into their own hands.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. For some people, summer is the absolute best season. Travel picks up, kids are out of school, and adventure is everywhere. For others, juggling all of that can be incredibly tough, leading to total overwhelm and just counting down the minutes until school starts again. It's easy to feel like you're wasting the sunshine if you aren't constantly thriving. Personally, my summer plans involve a mix of work and travel, and I definitely find myself trying to survive the chaos rather than enjoying it. To take care of myself, I have to intentionally build in downtime. That is where therapy comes in. It helps you better understand your needs, feel more confident setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good. BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. They do the initial matching work for you based on a short questionnaire, and you can switch therapists at any time. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's better, HELP.com.
Kids can be awful, can't they? When a Facebook user was out at a dollar store shopping for some gardening supplies, they got a first-hand look at one of the vilest. The child was screaming at their mom, insulting and cussing at her abhorrently. Turns out the little gremlin was throwing the huge tantrum over a candy bar. They wanted the biggest one in the store, but their mom wasn't letting them, and rightfully so. So our anonymous Facebook poster was shocked to overhear the mother giving in and promising to buy the bar. Now, an injustice like this simply wouldn't stand for our hero. They knew the candy in question was right by the cash register and the mom wasn't going to buy it until she was about to pay, so like Batman himself, they waited in the shadows for the horrid child and his defeated mother to start approaching the register. Then it was justice time. The poster leapt into action and grabbed every single bar, buying them right in front of the flabbergasted kid. They didn't plan on spending $24 on candy that day, but it was all worth it to see the look on that little monster's face. So remember, never cuss out your mom. Ooh, I do love me some chicken. You know what I hate though? Karens. So if I'd been at one North Carolina Chick-fil-A back in May 2022, I'd have been really conflicted. See, one of the employees at the drive-thru noticed a woman nodding off in her car while waiting for her food. Concerned, they asked her if she was okay and politely told her she probably shouldn't be driving. Little did they know, they just provoked the wrath of a wild Karen. The woman suddenly became animated and leapt out of her car to argue with the staff. Despite the fact they were just looking out for her, she started berating them, the Karen special move. However, she was so eager to fight that she forgot one pretty crucial detail. Her car was still in drive, and it had clearly had enough of her. It rolled forwards at speed, causing Karen to panic and run frantically after it. Unfortunately, she was more adept at running her mouth than actually running, so the vehicle wound up in a ditch at the end of the parking lot. Karen probably didn't get her chicken, but the karma was even more delicious. For us, at least. Some people protect their bikes with locks, others by keeping them in sheds, but really clever people? They use ropes. Why? Because if criminals try to steal the bicycle, they get a nasty surprise. One budding thief found this out the hard way back in 2020. He'd spotted a bike seemingly unattended and unsecured in an alley outside someone's house. Thinking that today was his lucky day, the guy hopped on and started to frantically ride downhill away from the scene of the crime. He'd been so fixated on the bike itself, though, that he failed to notice one thing. The rope attached to the back of it. And guess what? It was tied to the nearby fence. As the thief pedaled away, the rope was pulled tighter and tighter behind him until he was made aware of its existence the hard way. Unable to go any further, it snapped on and the crook was flung over the handlebars, smacking down hard onto the ground below. Kapow! Talk about being at the end of your rope. From a bike thief stopped in his tracks to a man who tried to multitask drinking, driving, and littering, and failed spectacularly at all three. Now, I'm sure you guys all know you shouldn't litter. I'm sure even more of you know that you shouldn't drink and drive. But what happens when somebody does both of these things at the same time? The karma police come calling, that's what. An Uber driver was drinking a beer while driving around his neighborhood like a complete tool. Probably worried about being seen with the beverage, he quickly guzzled it before lowering his window to dispose of the evidence. Unfortunately for him, his aim was awful and he hadn't lowered the window all the way. So instead of flying through the air behind him, the bottle smashed straight through the glass, shattering both to pieces. The dangerous driver somehow managed to avoid any injuries, but I'm sure his wallet wasn't so lucky after that repair job. The worst part about driving is other drivers. I've lost count of the number of times I've been out and about in the Amazemobile when some inconsiderate jerk cuts me off. Most of the time, these guys get off scot-free and continue to tick off other drivers, but not all the time. A Reddit user was cruising to work one day when one such jerk made an unwelcome appearance. Just as OP was slowing down before a stoplight, the driver behind him sped up, swerved ahead of them into their lane, and cut them off. It's getting me riled up just thinking about it. Thankfully, karma had OP's back that day. See, the space that the jerk now occupied, which should have been where OP was right next to a cattle truck full of cows. And while they waited at the red light, one of those cows had a sudden, uncontrollable need to use the bathroom. So it did, all over the offending driver's car. Now it was their turn to be enraged while OP sat smugly and laughed. The universe works in mysterious ways. It takes a bigger person than me to laugh at their own karmic comeuppance. Reddit user The Resident Junkie may well be that person. See, back when they were in the military, they had a bit of a nemesis, someone who without fail would always lap them when they were running together. Junkie was super competitive, so this would really annoy him. But one day he realized he might actually be about to pass his nemesis. It was on. With an incredible burst of energy, Junkie pushed ahead and finally overtook him. Then came the big mistake. He turned to look back at his foe and gloatingly shouted, "Gotcha!" A show of unsportsmanlike behavior that was immediately punished when his foot plunged into a ditch and he twisted his ankle, bringing him crashing to the ground. Once again, his nemesis ran past him laughing, but even Junkie admits that painful plummet was well-deserved. You'd think that a relaxing day on the lake would be enough to chill out even the biggest blockheads. Unfortunately, it seems they never take time off. Twitter user Robbie and his family found this out the hard way when they were trying to enjoy a boat outing at their local lake. Suddenly, some total strangers on another boat sped up to them and started yelling and harassing them. Of course, Robbie and his family weren't happy about this, but tried their best to ignore it and move on. Karma wasn't ready to move on, though. After they eventually got bored of being massive douchebags, the boat of bullies started racing off into the distance, but with a splutter, they suddenly stopped and a thick cloud of smoke billowed out from their engine. Robbie and Co. looked on, bemused, then boom, the engine exploded right in front of them. The passengers were forced to leap off the sinking vessel and found themselves floating in the lake, helpless and humiliated. They must have pushed it too hard while they were trying to speed off. Yet even despite their blatant harassment, Robbie didn't relish the sweet karma for too long. Instead, he chose to be the bigger person and rushed to the aid of the now soggy idiots. Damn, can't say I'd have done the same. From Lake Belize left treading water to a puppy sale that went very badly wrong for the buyer. Back in 2019, a Canadian man arranged to sell his puppy online. Little did he realize the act of pure idiotic karma he was about to witness. He met up with the prospective buyer at the agreed-upon location and handed over the puppy. However, the buyer had no intention of paying. In fact, he pulled a gun on the seller. Then, with pup in one hand and gun in the other, he ran off. Had he just committed the perfect crime? Well, no. The rushed robber was in such a hurry to leave that he accidentally pulled the trigger of the pistol and shot himself in the leg. Whoopsies. He fell like a sack of potatoes and the cop showed up pretty shortly after. The pup was returned unharmed to its rightful owner and the clumsy criminal was sent to a hospital before being charged for his crimes. Man, this guy doesn't sound like he could be trusted with a sea monkey, let alone a puppy. At the border of the Russian city of Yakutsk sits a great monument to mark the city limits. On one August afternoon in 2015, a crowd of revelers were partying there, but they weren't giving the artwork the respect it deserves. For some reason, one of them thought it'd be a great idea to throw an entire bottle of champagne at the monument. The supreme doofus took aim and launched his game-winning throw. But in what can only be described as divine intervention, the bottle rotated in the air just the right number of times to collide into the concrete monument, cork first. So rather than smashing, the force of the impact caused the cork to fly off, sending the bottle rocketing back to the thrower as the pressurized champagne inside spewed out. Then smack, it clobbered him right near the nethers. Ouch. Don't disrespect art, or it'll disrespect you. From a champagne bottle that knew its target to a sermon that took a very unexpected turn. The Full Gospel Tabernacle in Jesus' Name is a bizarre church in the United States that handles venomous snakes during sermons. They believe they have nothing to fear from the serpents because God will protect them, so successfully handling them provides proof of that protection. And by handling them, I mean flinging them around, shaking them, and generally treating them very poorly. Back in 2018, then-pastor Cody Coots was in the middle of his usual sermon, flailing a poor rattlesnake around as per. This time, however, despite Coots' so-called divine protection, the slithery reptile had different ideas. The danger noodle lunged and bit Coots in the ear. Now, you'd think a life-threatening snake bite would be reason enough to call an ambulance, right? Wrong! He was so confident God would protect him that he ignored the bite and chose to carry on with the sermon. That is, until he collapsed and had to be rushed to hospital. Jeez. He narrowly avoided a terrible fate. But guess what? After recovering from the attack, he insisted on continuing with the bizarre sermons, and eventually this caught up with him as he later succumbed to a snake bite in the same circumstances. I guess God only has so much patience. Another day, another bit of my faith in humanity chipped away by TikTokers. Over in Mexico in 2023, an influencer named Johnny Montesana was causing a commotion by clamoring all over a historical building in the name of Internet Cloud. Let me give you some free advice. Messing with old unstable structures is not a good idea, whether they're historic or not. But Johnny didn't care. He was being filmed attempting to perform parkour on the ancient building. The key word there is attempting. As soon as he made a jump, the ledge he landed on crumbled and gave way, causing the moron to slip and fall smack onto his head. But wait, it was a historical building. Yep, meaning that on top of his painful fall, he wound up facing up to 10 years in jail and a hefty fine of around $6,000 to repair the damages. Yikes. He definitely went viral for this little stunt, but I'm betting it wasn't in the way he hoped. In Pittsburgh in 2017, a routine robbery went more than a little south for one criminal. The sneaky thief planned to steal tires from a parked van he'd seen and sell them on later. So he waited until nightfall, propped the wheels up with wooden blocks, and crawled under to grab his loot. Then his evening got a whole lot worse. Turns out the blocks he'd used weren't up to the task. The van crushed them under its weight and slammed down hard onto the ground, with the villain of the piece directly under it. The next day, police arrived on the scene to find nothing more than a criminal pancake. Not what they fancied for breakfast that day, I'm sure. And on that note, I feel like I've had my fill of karma for one day. Ha! Who am I kidding? I want more! Do you have any karma-rific stories to share? Let me know down in the comments if the platform allows, and you might make it into the next episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.